said than done, right?
Oh, yes.
How old are you?
Sorry, how old are you?
How old are you?
26.
I'm sorry, I cut out, sweetie.
26?
How old? Did you say 26?
That's what I might.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think.
All right. I'm 40. I
Okay,
just turned
awesome.
40.
Happy late birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. So what brings you to Anchor?
Well, I wanted to start a podcast maybe about positivity and helping others with like real life stories maybe or experiences and stuff and talk about it.
I think that's great. I'm a singer and a songwriter, and that's what I do with my music. You know, I talk about everything and anything that I'm going through. So if my boyfriend's being a jerk or whatever it be, God bless me to be able to literally, get my feelings out and express it and, hopefully change my life and learn from that lesson and hopefully change someone else or even prevent, you know what I mean? So I think that's cool. You're the first girl I talked to on here. Everybody's a guy or from Africa or Paris or something.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
I know, incredible. Like I was like, really, Africa? And then girl I talked to you though. So right on, girl power.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
your first time on here or how long have
it's
you?
my first time. I downloaded it today.
That's great. I think it's awesome. I would love to get on here with you. I guess that's how you would do it, right? And then you just build it up,
I
correct?
guess so, yeah.
Network. Do you sing at all?
I sing when I'm cleaning, like I own a cleaning business, so I do like singing. So singing is
You are so good.
good.
That's how it starts, right? So
Huh?
I didn't get off course that it's a law of attraction. What do you think about that? Because you can be the most positive person. You can be like, I'll just speak for me. I'm real happy. I try to see the joy in it, not let anyone steal my joy. But there, in life, people come into your space and they can. And so I'm learning that even though you can be the plus and not the negative, how is it that we continue to the negative?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I think that's a tough one right there. At least for me, it has been. I've been on this earth 40 years, and I'll be honest, everything that I'm learning, I'm still like, whoa, unexpected situations, and I just try to be, and be positive because being angry is not going to change it or make it any better. You know what I'm
Oh, yeah,
saying?
I know. It makes it worse.
It makes it totally worse. And I'm really a firm believer about the words you say and how you say it. Like out of all the words, that's how you choose to talk to me. That's what you choose to say to me. And people aren't very mindful of their words because that saying sticks and stones, that one, whoever made that up, they smack because they do hurt. They do hurt.
Yeah. I feel like recently I learned that like that you could choose to have the words hurt you or not, you know?
You're right.
Yeah, 'cause like I'm going through something and
I
like
like
I've been just trying
you're
to stay positive
absolutely
and
correct.
someone's being so mean to me and you wouldn't believe it with how positive I'm being.
Really? You've never, like, probably ever been talked to like that ever in your life.
Oh yes, it's scary, and actually, it turned me to law of attraction again. And actually,
Huh?
like this mean person turned me back to the law of attraction. So I kind of appreciate like mean, negative people, in a way.
Know what? You're right. Because my grandmother has a saying, I'm probably not going to say it right, but she might take a candy. Wait, she might take a candy and Eddie did. Anyways, she's saying, be careful who your friends are is who you are, basically. And it's true. Who you hang out with is who as you start to kind of be like. I never have ever experienced some of the things that I've been experiencing, and I notice I'm getting a little harder. I notice I'm, and I don't like that because that's not me. You know what I mean? And so you're right. It is a choice. It's a choice if I'm going to let that bother me or not. And if, it's just, like I said, it's easier said than done. And what do you do when it's just you? Thank God. I mean, I'm a woman of God, so I pray a lot. And, thank God there's some people out there that don't even know the Lord. You know what I mean? And so I think I'm praying too. I don't know where you're at in that realm, but that plays a very key part in my life, in my growing up. So I'm very thankful for just the upbringing that I've had, from the women in my life. My mom passed away recently, my grandmother, she was too, like, pivotal, powerful, strong, my lifters. Those were my, like, power boosters, and now they're gone. So now I have to tighten up my bootstraps and really dig in my heels, when I come against things that I never had before,
I feel like the same thing with my
So.
dad recently. Like, and he was so positive. He was such a good person, like a good role model, even though he had like his struggles. And it just sucks that like people like that are gone. But it's really good that, it sounds like you're really strong, and it's good. It's just good. I love talking to like really
Really?
just strong women, and I feel like it's just amazing. Everybody's just so amazing. I appreciate everybody.
Everybody needs everybody. God put us on this earth for all of us to lift up one another, to help one another. I don't know how not to not help. I'm a twin. I have a twin brother that I'm a minute older than, so I had to share the womb. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what it's like not to share. If I got it, you got it. That's just the way it is, And I don't have my mate right now, doesn't like if I'm offering someone a drink or offering. That's the time. If I'm eating, hey, you want a burger too? We got it, you got it. But when you start to get into a relationship that your co-partner or whatever starts to change you, you have to be strong or find a place or something or have a friend that kind of, and I've been kind of doing this on my own, I'll be honest with you. And it's been really tough because at the end of the day, I want to be a good person. I want to be good to people. And, through my music, I've been blessed that I want to use that opportunity to be able to do so. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I got a lot of songs. And so my goal is just to, like, get on here, make some friends and, get people on the same page because, life would be short to be unhappy and to be sad and angry and mad and alone.
That's so beautiful.
I like having fun. You
It's good.
know what I mean? I like, being happy. I don't like being angry and frustrated and pissed off and cussing and all
Know.
of that,
It feels so negative and bad. I know.
It does. It really starts to chip at your inner
Oh,
soul, your inner
yes.
man, and it makes me sad. So thank God I have that outlet to be able to write. And I got some really good stuff. I can't wait. Anybody with a studio or something, honey, let me know. I've been, online and stuff like that. These days, I'm tired of waiting for people. We have the World Wide Web and all these devices. So I'm going to do what I got to do on my part and be ready. And hopefully, whoever comes along, embraces me and I go from there. But closed mouth doesn't get fed, so that's why I'm on Anchor just to see what can
That's
happen.
so good.
And here we
Yeah,
are.
that's so good. I'm gonna pray that
So.
someone does come along. I mean, the way you are, I'm sure it's already happening. It really seems like it happened the way you're talking about it. So I believe it's gonna happen for you.
You know what? I've claimed it already. It's not a matter of how do you say if it's gonna happen or not. No, it's just a matter of when.
Oh, yes.
They're
That's
like, "Oh,
good.
Shantae, you're 40." I'm like, "And there's not another Shantae out there, okay? I got a man. I gotta get out there with the Shantae Renee. Give him a piece of Shantae, like Whitney did, and Janet, and everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to listen to your music.
Because my life experience may or will. Could be preventing someone so they don't have to go through the crap I went through. It's fun to hurt and have your heart broken and stuff like that. Man, if I could change, save one girl out there from getting her heart broke from some fool, okay, then hey, woo woo, you
Yeah,
know.
that's good. I'm sure it's gonna help somebody. It's always gonna help someone. That's good that you're putting it out there. It's so brave. How do I listen to your music?
You know what? I gotta get it out there. I've been on YouTube, and so I just started a channel. And I'll be honest with you, I feel a little afraid. And so I know I'm like, you know, I'm just trying to, I guess, get my feet wet and not be afraid. And hopefully, you know, I'm sure I will, but you know, get some good reception back. But I, like I said, I think I'm a little afraid, and I think it's kind of funny to see that within me because I'm not a shy person. I'm very open and la la la, and you know what I mean? I don't know if I'm saying this right, but yeah, so I need to get out of that part, and just take that part off, you know, have a shot or something. I don't know. You
Oh yeah,
know what
but
I mean?
I bet like once you do it, you're just not gonna regret
Yeah, absolutely.
it.
And so I don't know, I just, like I said, waiting for someone or this and that. I'm just now, I'm like, I'm going all balls to the wall with it. You know, I leave my thing online. So I don't know if whoever's like subscribed or whoever I subscribe to can see me when I'm freestyling or singing the song. So hopefully they can, they do, and I'm just gonna start putting my videos on there and see what happens, you know?
Yeah, that would
Never know.
be nice.
But I'm glad I got to talk to you because you know what? To be honest, my son's birthday was the other day, was on the 19th. And long story short, his dad left and went and got gifts for him without me. And I was really, really hurt. I mean, I was pissed. Okay. And we planned to do this together. I'm mom. You know what I mean? So long story short, the girl said every cuss word and said some and then some cried again. And I'm still kind of worried about that because he knew that I, you know, we were supposed to have that and share that together. And he deliberately did that to hurt me. And so I'm still trying to swallow that pill. You know,
Yeah,
so I'm glad I got
that
to talk to
sucks.
you because, you know, you never know who's around the corner or who you're gonna meet that, how can lift your spirits up? So, you know, you lifted mine today, just being able to talk to someone
I'm
that,
really glad.
you know, is on the same accord about being positive. And, you know, I'm a dork. Sorry.
Well,
Thank you.
you're very welcome. You did the same thing for me, Chantre. You really did. Like, I just was a little mad about with my boyfriend just now, and I just got on here, and I just got connected with you, which is awesome because you made me feel good too.
Say that part again. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, like I just was mad just now, and you made me feel a lot better.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I hope so. I wish I could give you a big old hug. Seriously. Where
Feel like I can do it.
are you at? Are you calling?
San Antonio, Texas.
Are you in Texas?
Yes.
Wow. Our family used to go out to South Padre Island for like summer vacations and stuff.
That's nice.
Have
It's really pretty.
Is it changed? It's changed. So it's probably like the super like party
Yeah.
like place now, huh?
Yeah,
Is it? Okay.
it seems like
Yeah,
it
I live
is, yeah.
in Orlando. What is your
Half
nationality?
black and Hispanic.
I am
Oh, awesome.
too.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Is your mom Hispanic? Okay. Is your dad Black French
Yeah,
Creole at
my
all?
black my dad's black. He was born in Georgia, and so was I. Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, we
That's
got
so
that in
cool.
common. Hey, how is your hair?
Yeah,
Do
I
you have
have like
short
3C,
hair?
4A hairs, like curly, but I manage it now.
Is it like all over? Like, oh my gosh, you like the Lion King sometimes when you wash it doesn't want to
Oh
do
yeah,
what you
yes,
want
it's
it to do?
crazy, but I put this coconut oil stuff in, and it makes it easy to detangle.
That's what's up. I got that coconut milk the other day, and man, they're all silky and bouncy right now. Man, because hey, have you ever heard of that? It's called mixed chicks. It's a line called mixed chicks for us mixed chicks and for our kind of hair because growing up and stuff, you know, they didn't have stuff like that. There was like the small section, the African pride.